It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's not just Americans waiting for the president to announce his new strategy in Afghanistan. Afghans are waiting as well and growing more frustrated. They want to know how the U.S. plans to tackle the crisis in their country after months of deadly attacks and increased instability. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the capital, Kabul.
The ragged children playing on a freezing, bright blue day in a park in Kabul are too young to remember. They don't recall the optimism 8 years ago when the United States and its allies invaded their country. They weren't around to hear all those promises of democracy, of prosperity, of equal rights for men and women. But Ahmed Saidi remembers it all. Saidi's cramped apartment overlooks that park. Inside, a discussion is underway. Saidi sits cross-legged on a rug, sipping green tea and chewing over where it all went wrong.
The Afghan people used to think that Americans are talking about democracy and they're going to bring democracy to Afghanistan. But now everybody knows that that was a lie and it's fake democracy.
Saidi is a former Afghan diplomat who writes books about the region. He's closely following the debate in Washington over President Obama's new strategy for Afghanistan. He's not very hopeful.
He said, should I tell you the truth or...
Tell me the truth.
With the current politician and the current situation, it's lost.
Saidi says no new U.S. strategy can succeed while Hamid Karzai's government is in power in Afghanistan. He believes Karzai has lost all credibility because of the massive fraud surrounding his re-election, because of his government's record for widespread corruption, and because of Karzai's alliance with some notorious warlords. Yet Saidi hasn't given up all hope. He believes the US may be able to work around Karzai. To do so, he says, it must insist on having a say over appointments.
Choose good governors in the provinces, honest people, people who are patriot and loyal to the country. Spread this power from the center to have relation with the provinces rather than the center or the capital, and help them work for themselves.
Hello. Hello.
Shukriya Barakzai is a human rights activist and an independent member of Afghanistan's parliament. She's busy fielding phone calls. People want to discuss what advice she'd give Obama as he seeks to nail down his new strategy.
I would say, dear President, do not focus much about the military operation. Humanitarian aid and assistance should be top priority.
Barakzai is also closely following the debate in Washington. She's noted with alarm the rift that's emerged among Obama's top advisers. General Stanley McChrystal, commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, wants substantially more American troops. The U.S. ambassador to Kabul, Carl Eikenbury, a former general in Afghanistan, thinks this is a bad idea. He thinks Karzai must prove he's willing to clean up his act before the U.S. sends a significant number of extra forces. Barakzai thinks this disagreement suggests the U.S. still hasn't worked out its goals in Afghanistan.
The lack of one vision is the main obstacle today. Since 8 years, we say that you don't know what you are doing as American in Afghanistan. And there's time for Afghanization and Afghan ideas to be at top of the agendas because we know our community and society better than anyone else.
Another discussion's going on here across town, also about what to do next in Afghanistan. A mostly foreign audience has gathered to hear from a panel of experts that includes Alexander Thier of the U.S. Institute of Peace. Thier's worried time could be running out.
If we don't show appreciable results in the next 2 years, I think that we could reach a tipping point where the international community will lose confidence, the Afghan people will lose confidence, and the whole project could potentially collapse.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.